This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
It's a big week when RHAP is on the road in Chicago. Check out my live show from Chicago. That's going to be up on Thursday, Wednesday night. Shannon Gus is going to be live with you with Kelly Wentworth after Survivor. And we preview the Dondi finale with Deal or No Deal Island host Joe Manganiello, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with a Big Brother exit interview. Today we're going to be talking with Jared Fields, who was the latest player who was evicted from the Big Brother house. Actually got voted out a week ago, but finally, after his game did not get resurrected by the twist, he joins us here today. Taryn is just finishing up the live feed update. He'll be with us in just a moment. Of course, you can catch us as well on our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. I see that Jared is on the line. Let's go ahead and bring him in. Hey, Jared, what's going on? It's Rob and Taryn for RHAP. Jared, okay, we saw you ultimately had your time in the Big Brother house, had two evictions, basically. Now that you've been out, what's been some things that have been interesting for you to learn now that you're outside the house?
Just a lot about my game and seeing the way I played the game and thinking that, you know, certain moves in the time felt like the right move to make, and seeing in hindsight, like, it really wasn't good. And there was possibilities for me to be able to stay in the house with just a slightly few adjustments to my game. So I think that's one of the most interesting things as far as gameplay wise. And then also just to see, you know, the fallout from just being a part of this game, being a part of this community, and just seeing how everybody perceives you and whatnot.
Were there any moves in particular that you're thinking of that you like wish that you had maybe done a little differently?
Yeah, I think one of the main things that I keep reflecting on day to day right now is just renaming and Cam. I felt like if I would have just broke up the America Corey saga right there, essentially America would have been the one going home, and I would have probably been able to extend my shelf life in that game. But unfortunately, Cam was my target. He just mentioned my mom one too many times. He recently just voted out my closest ally, being Izzy. So I felt this, I felt a personal vengeance against Cam, which ultimately ended up working to my demise.
Jared, do you have any thoughts on Cam's HOH for this time around?
So I've tried my best to kind of stay away from watching as much right now, just because it's still so fresh, just being outside of the house. But hey, I'm super excited that he's got it. I told Cam right before I left plenty of times on many different occasions, like, hey, just please protect Ceree by any means necessary. I couldn't tell him why, but I think he has a deep understanding for my feelings for Ceree. And him winning HOH, I believe, guarantees her another week in the house.
You mentioned that you've sort of like learned about how people are like perceiving you from the game. How are you feeling about all that?
You know, it's time for me to just reflect on who I am as a person, who I was in the house. At the end of the day, like, first things first, I wanted to come out and just apologize to America personally and to Matt, and not only those two, but the whole disabled community as a whole. You know, people were offended by things that I said, and rightfully so. I can't do anything but take accountability for it and understand that. At the end of the day, I am human. I'm no better than any other person, but I made a mistake and I got to own up to it. And I got to just continue to better myself on a day-to-day basis. I feel like people want me to just kind of crawl into this hole and just crawl over and just accept everything that's been coming my way. And I have been accepting it to an extent, but I want to get out in front of it and just, like I said, take accountability for it.
Jared, have you gotten to connect with Izzy, your sister, since you've been out of the house?
My sister. Yeah, I have, actually. I've been talking to Izzy a couple times, a couple different occasions. I actually may probably be going to see her really soon.
Any interesting interactions with Izzy? Does she have anything to say to you?
Me and Izzy, you know, I got to keep the tea for me and Izzy, between me and Izzy for now. You know, a lot of people said I had a big mouth, so I can't keep talking about that kind of
He's learning.
I think me and Izzy will probably do our own, like, maybe a live or something like that and just hash it out for everybody to see. It'll be funny content, and nevertheless, I think people will definitely want to see it.
Okay. Jared, do you think that when Ceree gets out of the house, do you think that, is she going to be mad when she finds out that you had told Blue the secret about the identity, or do you think that it'll just be water under the bridge at that point?
I think when she gets out, she'll probably give me that typical mom twist of the ear, like, hey, why would you even do that? But I think in hindsight, when she sees how I felt, that it was, I thought at the time that it was a good move for our game. I think she'll understand, because at the end of the day, she wanted me to play my own game, make my own moves, even if some of those moves wasn't something that she would necessarily agree with.
We saw that, like, one of the biggest points of contention between you and Corey the week that Izzy was on the block is that, like, one, you told him that you would put America up on the block, and two, you told Cam that he had a secret, and obviously that got back to him. What was the thought process behind those decisions?
So at the moment I was working with Cam, we were starting to kind of realize that we had a potential future together, even after me not using the veto for to bring Felicia down and ultimately put up my mom. Me and Cam saw that it was a possible future. So I was kind of letting Cam in on some information that I can trust him with. And at the time, I really just had a bad feeling about Corey. Not that I can foresee him, you know, trying to explode my game by any matter, but I did just really have this distaste in my mouth at the time for Corey's game towards myself, and just felt as if I wasn't able to trust Corey, which ultimately proved out to be true.
Okay, Jared, I know you got to run. Thanks for making some time to talk to us today, okay?
I appreciate y'all for having me so much. Thank you.
Right. Take care, Jared. Bye. All right, everybody. There you have it. Jared Fields now out of the Big Brother house. We'll have one more exit interview coming up next week with the last person to not make it to the jury. Plenty more Big Brother, Survivor, Amazing Race, Buddy Games, you name it, all happening at robhasawebsite.com. Go to robhasawebsite.com/subscribe for links to everything that we're doing. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.